104.7 Andy and Mel. It is 8:11. We're going to top out at 72 today. It will be sunny. It's foggy now. And if that TV is still sitting at Cliff and Crestview, kind of by 49th.
You should get it.
It was sitting there. I drove by there on my way home yesterday, and there it was. This TV sitting on the corner, working, free. That was it. Just sitting on the curb.
Yes.
Like, please come pick up this monstrosity.
And you can make a doggy house out of it.
You could, yeah.
I showed you the picture. What did you think? That'd be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a text that said somebody agreed with me about the breakup. Seems more realistic that they didn't get back together.
Whatever.
So we have a list. Each of us has a list of five songs that are our five worst musical acts of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'm surprised about, we each shared one in common.
I know. That is surprising.
I did not think that would happen. But
it is surprising.
Mel, go ahead with your list.
Number five is Celine Dion.
What's wrong with Celine?
She's just over the top.
Other than she's too old to be doing woof, woof, woof.
And I'm just annoyed by her.
Why?
I don't know. She just annoys me. She's over the top. And she uses lots of arm movements when she sings.
I don't think she's moving her arms that much, as she's just so damn skinny that any movement of her arms, it looks like a windmill moving.
Maybe that's what it is.
Your number four.
Clay Aiken.
Oh, the Claymates are hating you today.
I don't care. Hate me all you want.
Really?
I don't like him.
Now, I don't care for either of those two specifically, but I don't think they're even close to the five worst of all time.
Blech.
Okay.
Blech.
If I was invisible.
Blech.
Okay.
Number three, Insane Clown Posse.
You know, of all the music fans in the world to not twerk off, those are probably one of them, Mel.
They wear clown makeup. Come on.
Well, they are the Insane Clown Posse. It only makes sense.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Plus that, they're just not good.
Got 'em.
Word. Number two, Ashley Simpson.
Oh, I remember when we played this song. I thought it was the most horrible turd we ever had to play.
Seriously, this is what I think of Ashley Simpson. She should just sit there and look pretty and not say anything.
You think she can?
I don't know, but that's what I would like. That's my wish.
I wasn't talking about this. Never mind. That was
mean. And number one, because I had to listen to this song a million times when I worked at a station in Columbus, Georgia, doing afternoons at an easy listening station, is Kenny G.
Oh, come on. Kenny rocks the house.
He reminds me of my dentist, like going to the dentist.
What was the deal? Why didn't you say the program director played it every single day?
It was always set up to be the song right before Delilah came on.
Oh, that's right, because it's instrumental and they can go into satellite.
Yeah.
Okay.
So every day, I would have to hear Kenny G. 5 days out of the week, Monday through Friday.
Couldn't he have played one of Kenny G's other songs?
You would have thought. Okay. No, it had to be this one over and over
Okay,
and
so
over
you have a deep-seated hatred because of a horrible life experience.
Yes.
Okay. One of mine is kind of like that, but it's not my first one.
Okay.
The first one on my list at number five is, it's really the only one you like. I thought I would end up finding more that are thinking of ones that mostly you love, but this is the only one that I
figured there'd be more. On the list, for sure.
No, it's just this one.
Okay. What is wrong with Vanilla Ice?
Oh, sure. Who can't sing along to Ice Ice Baby?
Let's kick it.
Now name another Vanilla Ice song.
Play that funky music.
That would be Wild Cherry.
No, he's got a funky music
one. Oh, he did a cover of it then.
Yeah. And then he also does Ninja Rap.
Oh, I forgot about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle soundtrack.
And Cool as Ice.
Okay.
And Ice Cold.
And Ice Cubes.
Ice Cold.
In a tray. Did he have a song called Ice Tea?
No, I don't think so.
Probably because Ice Tea would have.
Sweet Tea.
The rapper Ice Tea probably would have shot him.
Probably.
My number four song is a perfect band if you want to hang out with people who smell like patchouli and have a hemp fanny pack. If you want to hang out with those kind of people, go to a Fish concert.
Okay.
You know, 30-minute guitar solo stopped being cool as soon as the guitar was invented. The woman was the dream I had, though rather hard to keep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When my eyes were watching her as
they closed, and I was still asleep. They are the Satan in hippie jam band hell.
I totally get that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get, you know, I don't know.
I get why it's on your list.
This one, these guys are actually up for induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I don't get it.
What?
I don't get it. I do not get it.
Ooh.
They are, I really wish the Border Patrol would have been a little tougher back in the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Because they could have kept this guy's voice from being used as an illegal weapon. Had his music never crossed over from Canada. I hate Rush more than anything.
So they're going to be inducted or they're on
they're
the possibility?
They're up for induction.
Oh, I don't think.
He sounds like a whoopee cushion that you let the air out of slowly.
Wow.
And the worst part was one of the radio stations we listened to growing up.
Yeah.
I think their program director had an affinity for Rush like your old boss did with Kenny G.
Oh.
Every time they came out of commercial break, we're like, oh, and here comes Classic Rush. And sure enough, there it was. Every time.
Ick.
Okay. My number two song, or act, most horrible musical artist of all time. Of all the horrible things that have come from Australia, like Nicole Kidman, Crocodile Dundee 3, and Australian Rules Football, the worst of all of them is Air Supply. Okay, sure. They probably got more chicks than I ever could have. But at least I still have my dignity.
Oh, they still have their dignity.
No.
I like this song.
Okay, that's two.
Well, I don't say I like Air Supply, but I do like this song. Stop whining.
Okay, and my number one song is one that we had in common on our list.
Number two on mine.
There's a mathematical equation to calculate how much my number one artist sucked at music. Cat plus rocking chair multiplied by rocks plus wood chipper equals Ashley Simpson. You made me wanna fly, fly, fly. You made me wanna, oh, 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 oh. You made me wanna, fly, 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 fly. You made me wanna scream. I was actually watching the Orange Bowl that year when that happened. I laughed my butt off.
How bad would that suck to get booed at a game like that with that many people?
Okay, oh, so there's our list of the most horrible musical acts of all time. Whose list is better, or do they both suck, or are they both awesome?
Or do you have one that should have been on there?
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today. Andy and Mel.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 8:27. Going to top out at 72 today. A little bit foggy. Not too terribly bad, but it was earlier. It was horrible earlier. Like when I was coming to work this morning, it was just.
Me too. Yeah. Thick. Quarter mile visibility earlier.
Thick, 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 thick.
It looks like it's still pretty bad though.
Yeah, it doesn't look. Well, we can at least see a block away now.
In town.
Yeah. Why? Because out of town, it's worse than in town?
It might be.
I don't. It's usually wind that's worse out of town than in town.
It can still be worse.
Or drifting.
Out of town.
Out of town, yeah. Look out for the drifting this morning outside of town.
There's no drifting.
I did have drifting in my house the other day. Leaves.
Oh.
Leaves were actually drifting in the driveway because they blow in through the bushes. And the driveway sits real low, and then it goes uphill again to the yard, and it was starting to drift as they kept blowing in. It was really weird. Another weird thing I saw with the leaves is they were blowing along the south side of my house, and they would not, like, they were getting hung up in the grass, so right along the edging where the landscaping is, there were no leaves on the rocks virtually, and then it's just packed with them right at the line with the grass. And
weird.
I know. I'd never seen that before.
I have leaves from my neighbors because I, first of all, have no trees that have leaves. And second of all, I burnt half my trees. So
I'm just impressed you've gotten this far through the year without burning down your house.
I know, me too.
Yeah. That's good work. A couple other horrible ending movies that I've gotten that I got so many text messages. I'm still going through them all. Another one was Paranormal Activity 4. And she or he told me the ending, and they said it was the worst ending ever. I'm not going to.
I think that's why it's not. It didn't do that well this weekend for opening weekend.
I won't. They gave me the spoiler alert and spoiled it for me, but I won't spoil it for anyone else.
I haven't decided if I want to go see it. I did see
Super
Paranormal
stupid
3.
And completely random, and I would agree with that. With what they told me. So another one I got a bunch for was Cloverfield. Had a bad ending. Never saw that one.
Me neither.
But anyway. So, according to a survey by a website called Wayfair.com, a lot of people think they know about the holidays, or things people think about the holidays, aren't really true. Here are 5 holiday myths that they have disproved.
Okay.
People can't stand seeing their in-laws over the holidays. Not true. 70%. Of people enjoy spending time with their husband or wife's relatives.
But they bring presents.
I think it just completely depends on your in-laws.
It does. It really
does. I like my in-laws, so I don't mind going up to their place. If
I still get along great with my ex-mother-in-law.
There are some people, though, whose in-laws I know are horrible, and that would be bad. Everyone goes shopping on Black Friday. No.
Mm-mm.
Everybody doesn't go shopping on Black Friday. In reality, 1 in 5 people will go to the malls or the big chain stores. 63% of people do some shopping the day after Thanksgiving, but they don't do the early morning Black Friday thing.
I will be working.
Deep fried turkeys are a big hot trend. Have you ever eaten one?
No.
No.
I don't plan on it.
Only
either.
1 in 20 people will fry their turkey.
I'm going to make my mayo turkey.
People spend all of Thanksgiving on the couch. Most people only spend less than 2 hours sitting on the couch. 1 in 3 spend no time on the couch because they're too busy cooking.
Yeah, I usually make Thanksgiving meals, so I'm a busy girl.
I usually spend a lot of time on the couch. Or the floor, one or the other. Because there isn't room on the couches at grandma's.
Afterwards. I'm so full.
And the other myth that Wayfair.com had was neighbors love festive lawn decorations. No, they don't.
I don't really care for decorating up my house a whole lot on the outside. I just not.
Mostly because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
That's why I want to put lights on the house, but I don't want to put lights on the house.
I did find a couple of cool ones that I might do this year.
Yeah.
On Pinterest that are very easy and neat looking.
Would you have done them if they weren't on Pinterest?
No, because I wouldn't have seen them.
Oh.
I wouldn't have known to do them. You know?
I have a feeling Pinterest is going to be responsible for the fall of civilization. I'm not sure how or why.
Now you're blaming Pinterest?
But it could happen.
Really?
There'll be some great idea that everybody thinks is great and they won't know that it's destroying everything.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't know.
No. Stop.
Internet quote of the day, Mel.
Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
8:32, it's Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Lance Armstrong was officially stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and banned from cycling for life. The president of cycling's governing body said, quote, Lance Armstrong has no place in cycling. He deserves to be forgotten in cycling. This is a landmark day for cycling. Do you think he could say cycling anymore?
Cycling.
Yeah. Anyway, the director of the Tour de France thinks that Lance should pay back the prize money he won from his 7 consecutive titles from 1999. To 2005. Meanwhile, Lance could lose up to $15 million a year in endorsements and speaking fees. Hey, Fox has ordered a 3rd season of X Factor, and Showtime has renewed Homeland for a 3rd season. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Are you ready to clean up the environment?
Sure.
Okay. You're just going to wear a certain kind of blue jeans.
Okay.
50-year-old Tony Ryan, he's a chemistry professor at Sheffield University in England. He's joined forces with a fashion designer in her 40s named Helen Story from London College of Fashion. They invented blue jeans to save the environment. They absorb harmful emissions from the air. The jeans are coated with particles of a chemical called titanium dioxide, which combines with light and air to absorb nitrogen oxide that's created by car and factory exhaust. Okay. They're calling it catalytic clothing. And they're working with laundry detergent companies to find a way to add it to your clothes without while they're being washed.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
They're green jeans, I guess.
Green jeans.
Green jeans.
Will they still be blue?
Yes.
Okay.
Or whatever color you choose to have them.
Or red or pink.
Yeah, red jeans are awesome.
I have a pair of red jeans.
I know. I said they're awesome.
You're being sarcastic.
And the blue jeans, the blue, like the
sea blue. Yeah, the blue ones too. The bright blue.
Yeah.
You don't like those either?
Those are awesome.
You don't like those?
They look weird. I'm sorry.
What do you mean they look weird?
Bright red clown nose, red orange or red jeans.
You know, mister, when you can start talking to me about how, you know, other than wearing a polo shirt for style, then you can have a conversation on whether or not you think my jeans are in style. By the way, you need to fix your collar. It's been turned up the wrong way.
Do
the
I have my
time.
Collar popped?
Yeah, well, it's like folded weird.
My bad. I get dressed in the dark. What's wrong with polos? Lots of people wear polos.
I hate polos.
You just dislike them. There's nothing. They're not out of style.
They're just not. That. The.
Really?
Yeah.
My 2007 World Series polo.
Mm-hmm. Blech. Blech.
Okay. Red jean lady.
What's wrong with what? Red jeans are in style.
Really?
Yes.
You're the only person I have seen wear red jeans.
Okay. I just saw a lady yesterday.
Or the bright pastel, well, not pastel, but like...
All the pastel jeans and stuff like that are in style.
There
all the different color jeans.
There's pastel jeans,
yes.
Really?
Neon even. In style.
They shouldn't be. You shouldn't be dressed like one of my kids' crayons.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't wear polos.
Everybody wears polos. Not everybody wears bright red jeans.
Those who are in style do.
Okay, I'm going to go buy some bright red jeans. I'll wear them to work tomorrow. That'd be awesome. Halloween party's coming up. That's Inside Women's Heads.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I have to go to the office Halloween party this weekend. What do I go as? I already have the Bride of Frankenstein costume, but the last time I wore that, it took me 3 hours to get ready. And by 10 o'clock, my makeup was peeling and I looked like I had leprosy. I could go as one of the political candidates and make a statement, but those plastic masks are always so hot, and you have to keep pulling them off to eat mini meatballs and chicken skewers. I could take the easy route, tape a quarter to my back and be a quarterback, or put an eye patch on and be a pirate. But let's be honest, I don't have a date, and I'd like to maybe go home with the hot IT guy. I'm going to stop by the party store and buy a costume. Slutty nurse, slutty firewoman, or slutty superhero. I'll just grab whatever they have in my size. Or one size smaller. No harm in being extra slutty. I hope I still have those fishnets.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:53. We're going to top out at, 72. Sun is eventually coming out. Still a little foggy out there. There's probably some spots where it's still pretty bad. Mike is on the phone. How are you, Mike?
I'm having a bet here, is what I'm hearing between you two right now. I think the next one to mess up on the radio, they have to dress like the other one later in the week.
So I'd have to wear a polo?
Whoever
You'd
gets
have
the
to
next...
wear a polo, and he'd have to wear some bright color clothing.
How about, well, let's do it this way. Let's, whoever has more drinks at the end of the week... Next week, the end of the week is going to be tomorrow.
There has not been 1 week where I have beat you in more drinks. Like
yes, there has been.
You want to bet?
Just because you didn't mark it down?
Is there an agreement on this then? We got a bet?
Oh, yeah.
Every Every single
no,
week.
No, you beat me 1 week. No, I think it was like the first or second week that
we were tied. Okay, every whatever. Single week. Other than that, in 1 week you had 12.
I like the idea, Mike. We will definitely, whoever has the most drinks at the end of tomorrow.
We're tied right now.
We'll, next Monday then.
Next Monday we'll have to, and I can't buy that many clothes. It'll just be next Monday. We have to dress like the other, or on Halloween.
Okay, there you Halloween, go. Yeah. That's yeah. what we're dressing as.
Yeah, that's
or
what we'll do.
Next one that you guys have to do a remote to. You have to dress like the other person at the next remote.
No, I don't think our boss would let that slide.
Yeah.
That wouldn't go well. But I thank you for the idea, Mike. I think we're going to do that.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. So, if you're dressing like me, what are you going to have to buy?
I don't have to buy anything because I do have a polo.
What? You do? You own a polo? Really?
Not that I like it, but I do have a polo, and I can just put on a Twins hat and some capris and tennis shoes.
Capris? What are you oh. Okay. Gotcha. Well, all I'm going to have to do is I'll wear a shirt, a button-down shirt, and I'll open the buttons about halfway down, and then I'll...
That's not enough cleavage.
I'll draw a boob tat. And then half of the shirt will be dangling off my shoulder, and I'll be wearing bright red pants, and I'm not doing the heels.
Why not?
Because I don't want to break my ankle.
You have to do the whole outfit.
I'm not doing the heels. Not doing the heels.
I wear flats sometimes, but mostly I wear heels.
And then I gotta find, hopefully I can find a Halloween store that has a maroon wig.
Maroon.
Yeah.
Are you colorblind?
No. Well, actually, your hair now that the dye has faded, it actually looks like a natural red color.
It has looked natural red the whole time.
No, it looks like wine. It's the color of red wine.
The back is a dark color, but oh, yeah, the top is bright red, like
no,
normal.
No, it's like red, like a cross between wine and blood.
It does not look like wine. Wine is a burgundy color.
Yeah, I know. That's the color.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. You are so colorblind.
I'm not colorblind.
It has never, ever, ever been burgundy.
You see this highlighted text here? That's yellow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Neon yellow.
We had that story. You were gone that day about the colors.
Okay.
This was like 3-4 weeks ago. One of your kids was sick that day. How men and women describe colors.
I think I remember that.
I think I told you about it the day after.
Oh, maybe.
And it was, I'll try and dig that story up. That was funny because that's exactly how it was. Like they would say something like periwinkle and I would say light blue.
I remember that story.
Yeah, I think I told you about it. Anyway, we have got music coming up from Pink. Also, the latest from One Direction. That's on the way next. Hang on.
You're using hot1047.com.